You're listening to a special encore of The Power Hour.
If you're just now joining us, so good to be with you, but you've missed a lot. James McKinney, we had Matthew Pfeiffer on at the first, talking about REM sleep. You can learn a lot about sleep. And James McKinney, very profound. And I don't know if we've gotten this depth of profoundness. Is that even a word? I don't know. The way you're talking about man's perspective of the self and how the controlled information of the stars, of comets, of where we are in space, it affects indirectly on a subconscious, conscious level our way of life. I mean, I thought it was very profound. James, we have a caller. Let's go ahead and get them in and try to get them answered, and then we'll continue on where we were. Dave in the Thumb, you are live on the Power Hour. So good to be with you. What's your question, Dave?
There you are. Hi, guys. Excellent show. Yeah. How you doing?
Doing very good. Good to have you. Good to call. We got James on. What would you like to ask Dave? Or James, Dave.
I heard a couple of weeks ago from one of the Navy's ex-top physicists that he said he saw a top-secret Navy document that said there was going to be a coronal mass ejection on 12/12/18 tomorrow that would surpass the Carrington event by 10 times or more and put us back in the Stone Ages. Doc, what do you think, Professor? What do you think about that? Can you predict coronal mass ejections?
Just give me a second to pull something up here.
All right.
And what does he base this on?
He bases it on a top-secret Navy document.
I'm just right now looking at the solar conditions. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been looking at them recently, but no. There's nothing on the horizon at all. And, I mean, predictions are difficult, but to begin with, we would see the sun erupting now for something tomorrow,
right?
Or in the next days.
Can they cause a coronal mass ejection that would surpass the Carrington event by 10 times or more?
The issue is it would have already had to have left the sun. And I can see the sun, and nothing has left the sun.
So maybe they're going to have an ET or something and say it was a coronal mass ejection.
Well, I don't know, but somebody.
Let me interject for a second here. Let me interject first. James, is what he's saying, you know, take the prediction aside and whatever. Is it even possible that a coronal mass ejection come of that kind of magnitude would even come and cause that much destruction? Is that even possible?
You're talking 10 times the Carrington event?
The Carrington event back in the 1800s that burned up all the...
I'm asking you, did he say 10 times?
He did.
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody's smoking something.
Okay.
So, and then plus somebody said, who knows an expert? No. That's the first thing you look at is complete. I won't say it on the air.
Well, this guy seems credible to me. I've been listening to him for several years. He was the Navy's top physicist for a long time, and he said he actually saw this top secret Navy document that said that, you know.
Yeah.
And
well, we'll see tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll see tomorrow, Dave.
Right.
We'll see tomorrow.
All right. Well, I just wanted your expertise on it, Professor, and Daniel wanted to share, you know, what I heard on your show. And
let me just make this comment. At this time,
thank you, Dave.
There's absolutely no evidence to support that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Very good.
Excellent show. Keep up the good work,
Dave.
Okay, buddy.
Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate the call. You too. God bless you, man.
Okay.
We were talking about this during the break. I didn't know he was going to ask this that way, but we talked about this during the break. There's so much information that's being withheld, but at the same time, there's so much disinformation. Maybe address that.
Right. It's what we call planted opposition information. And let me give you two examples. Right now, the Southern District of New York, the court system attorney is bringing up a case against 9/11. It's based on Judy Wood and a guy named Cage, who is proposing that the buildings came down, Judy Wood, because of some kind of beam energy device, and this guy Cage due to thermite. And neither one of them can explain what happened to those buildings, but that's not the point. The issue is not how the buildings were brought down. We know that they were planned demolition, of those towers. I mean, that's very clear. You don't turn those towers into dust, including all the steel, by two airplanes sitting up on the top floor. And so but this is planted opposition. In other words, you bring a case, you waste everybody's time and money running down the wrong rabbit hole. Okay, let's take another one that's in the news today. Moon landings. NASA is, this is planted opposition disinformation. NASA wants to uphold its image that it went to the moon. So they have an NBA player, superstar basketball guy, Stephen Curry, who's questioned NASA going to the moon. So NASA says we'll invite him over and show him the moon rocks, therefore proving that we went to the moon, putting this issue to rest against all of these conspiracy theories. That's stupid. Russia has moon rocks. They didn't send men to the moon. You can get moon rocks without sending people to the moon. And, I mean, the rocks in a box. It doesn't prove that NASA went to the moon. This is planted opposition disinformation. And so, anyway, this is what we're talking about. And it's rampant. I could go on and on. You could go through every news story today and find planted opposition disinformation.
Let's talk about Voyager 2. You mentioned it earlier. It was about 40 years ago, if I remember. If I was reading about 40, somewhere around 40 years ago, Voyager 1, Voyager 2 were put out. Voyager 1 has already left the solar system, I believe. Voyager 2, just yesterday or last month it was, just barely did the same. Explain, what does that mean?
Well, what it means is that the sun and its effect, the solar wind, the magnetic fields that go with that, et cetera, have a limit. And outside of that, there's a wind of particles that come from the galactic center, the Milky Way. And so we are, the Voyager just crossed that interface. The Earth has a similar magnetic shield. It's about 30,000 miles out to the sunward side of Earth. And that's where the solar wind comes in, and because of our magnetic field, the electrons go one way, the protons go the other way, and it's the limit of our magnetic field effect that protects Earth. And the sun is a little different. It has a proton wind that leaves it. But at any rate, so these spacecraft have crossed out into the galactic environment away from our sun's environment. The environment, the region at which is controlled by our sun. So that's very important. That's a very significant measurement because now we have two data points in which, in fact, we know that the sun actually looks like a comet. And I've just given a bunch of lectures in my podcast on exactly this topic, that the sun acts as a comet in the wind of the galactic solar wind. Or it's like the solar wind, it's a proton wind, and it's discharging that capacitor, and the planets are discharging the sun's capacitor, comets are discharging the solar capacitor, And then within Jupiter and Saturn's regions, they have controlled regions too, which are proton-supported wind capacitors. And we see this in the rings of Saturn, the spokes, the fading of the rings. All of my papers talk about this. So anyway, that's what we're discussing here with the Voyager 2 spacecraft finally leaving the control region of our sun, which is a very significant event and measurement. It's a data point that's very significant.
So once it leaves this confined area, this secure area, whatever you want to call it, so it leaves it, then it goes into something else. What does it go? Is it just empty space between waiting to hit the next solar system or what?
Well, the next solar system is very far away. This is only a few billion miles away, and to get to the next star even would be a very, very long ways away. So these, you know, we're not going to, well, I'm sure we'll lose communications with these. It's an absolutely amazing engineering feat that these satellites are still communicating with Earth, and we're still able to get data from these. And once again, I would give recognition to the great engineers who built these spacecraft, not the NASA Carl Sagans and people like that, who take this data and corrupt it and for their own benefit, for their own goofy theories. But the engineering that went into these spacecraft, that's where the real pride of NASA should be, the engineers and
companies who
built these spacecraft.
When you, as the person that you are and the expert that you are, when you hear about Voyager 2 leaving our solar system, is that like Christmas Day for you or something? Does that excite you? Does that mean, you know, does that get your, you know, goosebumps going?
Yeah, it's an important data point, along with many others. Voyager 1 and 2, when I was at Cornell, literally 40 years ago now, I was there in 1979 to 81. Voyager 1 and 2 were just starting to arrive at Jupiter and then Saturn. And so one of my papers dealt with the prediction that there would be moons, little moonlets, found in the rings of Saturn. And it was later confirmed. So I've been tracking these spacecraft all the way, you know, since that tremendous voyage where they went, you know, to Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. And that gave us really the information we have today about those planets. So it's tremendous, tremendous achievement. That's one of NASA's really tremendous achievements as an agency. The one thing I criticized was we should have thousands of these. NASA built 1 and 2 spacecraft and never built more. We should have thousands of these go all over the solar system. But
well, there's the music.
Anyway.
What on the other side, we'll talk more about it. What did Carl Sagan think of you being right about your theory there? Did that bother him?
He took it to his grave.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Sagan and Cornell and James McKinney. What a story. Been a great interview with James so far today. Let's maybe transition from the stars. Let's go back down to planet Earth. We have seen, of course, since Trump has been elected, nothing but opposition, opposition after opposition. Maybe address this, that something's on your radar you want to discuss about this.
Well, you know, Daniel, I talked on this show about the cheating in elections, and there's no question that the midterm elections that just ended had severe levels of cheating. They even caught some of the people and finally started to expose them. But that's a symptom of a much larger issue, and that is that the whether you want to call them New World Order or the, you know, the European banker cartel, which controls a lot of people, especially in the Democratic Party and a lot of the Republicans too, that they have an all-out effort to get rid of Trump. They're trying to block Brexit. May in England is doing everything she can do to block Brexit from occurring, even though the people voted for it. So your vote doesn't matter. And, you know, they recently asked Hillary Clinton if she would be willing to, or interested in running for president again. And her answer was, I wouldn't want to run again. I just want to be president. In other words, she doesn't care about your vote, whether she got elected or not. She just wants to be placed in the president's chair, and she just thinks that that's the way it should be. You know, that's the attitude of these people, and their attitude is that they should be able to run the show unimpeded, and Trump is taking the world in a different direction than they want to go, and they spent decades, if not, you know, centuries, building up to the point where they could take the United States down. And Trump is reversing that. So these people, whether you call them New World Order or whatever, that's George Bush Sr.'s term, they don't go away. They're not going to go away, and they're not going to let your vote stand in their way of accomplishing their goals, of basically controlling the United States and bringing in, you know, the things like Obamacare was not about health care, is about controlling your body and your health care on a national level. If they want you to get a shot, they want a man to have a mandate, and everybody's got to go get a shot. So this is the type of thing that we would be under if the Clinton monster had won. But it's been postponed. And they're coming back with a vengeance. I mean, they got control of the House. The House is really not something big to control, because nothing can go anyplace unless it gets through the Senate. And nothing, all of their jumping up and down and making noise really will be a lot of ado about nothing. But the end result is they are on a warpath. It was like when Cheney and those guys went into the White House after the Bush Jr. election. If you ever saw a video clip of those guys getting out of the limousine and marching up the steps, they didn't walk up the steps, and, you know, they came marching up there with an agenda. And it all played out, 9/11 and everything that happened afterwards. You know, Homeland Security, everything that happened had been planned. And right now there's a hiccup in the plan because Trump's in office. But this country is under an attack that's mounting, and it's going to be 10 times worse. Talk about a coronal mass ejection. We are under a political mass ejection event that's coming, and these people are not going to go away, and they're not going to lose, and they're not going to let you vote them away. They've got the cheating down. Go ahead.
What do you think is our recourse here? How do you think this is going to go? Because I find this is a real paradox to me. Because as much as they feel like or present themselves as having power, this syndicate, whatever you want to call it, but at the same time, they seem to need our will to do this. They need our permission almost to do this. That's what it seems to me. How do you think this is going to break down? Got about a minute.
Well, that's where the planted opposition news comes in, to create the mentality in the United States, especially amongst the young people. See, now they've gone after the youth, the millennials, to convince them of all kinds of things. And they've been very successful in the schools, primarily, and so they know they're not going to be able to manage the older generation. But the older generation is getting to their 50s, 60s, 70s, etc., and will eventually die off. So they are looking at control, long-term future.
You mentioned schools. That's one of my... I can't tell you, ladies and gentlemen, how many absolute experts behind the scenes, if not on air, have told me the problem, at least half of the problem that we face is in these schools. I mean, person after person has told me that. We'll be right back. More with James McKinney. Stay tuned to PowerHour.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. 9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
You are listening to a special encore of The Power Hour.
The push to get these patriotic songs out of our children's ears. You know, to our fathers, God, author of liberty, let mortal tongues awake, all these things. You can see in school, we're talking about schools, when you separate God from schools, God from education, light from education, light from our rights, God from our rights, then what are we? We're just beasts here, a little higher than apes that these psychopaths can then control to use for their purposes and lie to us and use all our resources, all our ingenuity, all our blood, sweat, and tears, all our family, all the things that are most precious to us, and take them and use them. Well, I am not going to stand for it. Neither is James McCanny. Neither are so many of our guests. So many people have sacrificed so much. And that the truth is its own authority, ladies and gentlemen. And so much truth from Joyce Riley up until now that has been on this broadcast, I hope has illuminated something in you that will never die. And that you pass it on to your children, to your grandchildren, and that you feel this. And that nobody can take it away. And all the powers and the gates of hell can rise up against you. They will not succeed. And the gates of hell are built with lies. And the truth is that you are endowed by your Creator, and you are here, and you are sovereign. And we appreciate you, and it's so good to be with you. The Power Mall, all the specials we got going on, of course, Good Health Naturally. We have the REM Sleep is on sale. Cass Ingram is coming out tomorrow, I believe. So all the North American Urban Spice, all these products, especially oregano, these are things to help bless your life. They also support us. Christmas is a slow time for us. We need the support. It's not cheap putting out shortwave. You know that, ladies and gentlemen. This is your show. As long as you support us, as long as you're here, we'll be here for you. This is important. This is why I'm here. I don't make money off of being here. This isn't my living. This is a labor of love. This is being here with people like James and associating with them and hopefully blessing your life. We appreciate you at the Power Hour. The Power Mall, Jay, Catherine, the other people that we have working with us. We work very hard to bring this to you. Thank you so much. Thank you for your support. And I hope you have a fantastic holiday. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Getting back to James. James, your website is JMCCSCI, JMCCSCI, like science, JMCCSCI.com. You have a paid cast. You have other ways. You have a ton of information. Why don't you briefly tell people why they should go to your website?
Well, that's around 8 gigabytes of information, and people should spend a bit of time there. But also, that's an introduction to my books. I have my paid cast there, which is an ongoing series since 2016. I've been doing a weekly paid cast, and those are all there, available for a very reasonable price. And by the way, you can get my books on sale if you join the paid cast, which is $3.95 a month for an extra episode every week on serious scientific topics. But for example, I take Carl Sagan to task in a whole series. I take his Cosmos series and pick it apart piece by piece. But one of the underlying themes of that Cosmos series is evolution. In other words, you're just a little bit smarter animal than the ape in the jungle. Denies your spirit, denies your sanctity as a person, denies your individualism, and that is the core basis of modern science. That's why I say atheistic science. And so anyway, there's a whole series of lectures that I give on that, picking apart Carl Sagan point by point. And as I told you on the break, Daniel, Cosmos, the Sagan book that resulted from the Cosmos series, is the number one selling book in the world in science, and second of all books only to the Gutenberg Bible. They have pushed that down the throats of the world. This evolution, you are nothing but a smart ape idea. And, you know, that's where it begins. That's the beginning of the disinformation to make people think that that's all they are. It's just, you know, they're out there working their 40-hour-a-week job and paying their bill and paying their insurance, and that's the best it's going to get. You know, so total disinformation.
Let me interject. You are very, and let me tell the audience how important to people like you are, and you are, and the sacrifices that you've done. When you send your child to school, James, and comment on this, what do you expect that's going to happen if you send them to a place where they tell your children that you're basically a glorified ape, an intelligent ape? What do you think is going to happen? How crucial is this that we take control of our children's education, James?
Oh, it's paramount. The people have kids from the time the baby is born. You have a social security number. You're registered into a system. You have to get shots of a certain amount. You cannot go into a preschool without a certain 20 shots in this poor little baby's body. You know, we've been, millions of years, of thousands, hundred thousands of years, the human body has not had shots, and now all of a sudden you need shots. They're full of mercury. Autism is growing at a boundless rate. And kids are being destroyed before they even have a chance to walk. And then they take them to kindergarten and regiment them for school, which is another 20 years of sitting at a desk listening to somebody who doesn't know their ass from their elbow try and tell you something. You know, and then you come out and you're supposed to join the real world and work till you retire and die 2 years later. That's life as it's planned in the so-called real world. You know, it's absolutely insane.
I am.
And school is a big problem here.
Why are we doing this?
Yeah, school is a big problem.
If you were to put a percentage, I was going to ask you, what's our biggest problem in America? And if you bring up school, what percentage of 100% would the school be the problem that we're dealing with?
Well, the school system and the people in the system are the problems. I mean, the buildings are buildings. They have been completely taken over, including the universities, by liberal BS. It's just garbage. The science they're teaching is garbage, and it's a political structure that you cannot break from within. Like if you're a teacher coming out of school and you got your teacher education degree, do you know what a teacher education certificate does? It stops people with really good credentials from teaching in a high school or in a grade school. people that are, because you don't have those 2 years or some ridiculous amount of education courses. So I just saw an article, get this, by a woman in space.com. Space.com is supposed to be hard-hitting science journalism. She has a degree in a powder puff liberal arts college in English and astrophysics. What? That's who's writing the articles in space.com? You know, and they go out, they research something from people who are in these positions and then write up an article. Just pure garbage. And there's no older, hard-hitting journalists who can ask an intelligent question in science. It's absolutely absurd. Education is, yeah, I call it powder puff education. College, I call advanced babysitting at a very high price. And if you look at about 95% of what they teach in college, it couldn't possibly be true. But people pay a lot of money to go there to get the degree so they can go on.
Now, I don't know why I'm laughing, James. What you just said, so matter-of-factly, about 95% of what they teach can't possibly be true. I'm already convinced when my children get a little older, you know, whatever, I was going to invest in college education. I'm of the mind, I'm getting to the point, I mean, unless you're going to some kind of specialized field or something, you're better off buying them like a snow cone shack, renting a little plot of ground in your city, and teach them to work and to sell snow cones and do business. You want an education? That's an education. Going to school, that's turning you into a little socialist. That's what I see. But, you know, what do I know? We'll be back on the other side. Really interesting talking to you today, James. JMCCSCI.com. This is the kind of information you get from this man. Very important research. We're so glad to have him. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com.
You know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath, but destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth, and she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 soaps, Vitamir, Numana food storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
This craft that the Strokes family had of recognizing the medicinal value of herbs by taste and then putting formulas together, knowing the herbal ingredients they needed, but putting them together in perfect proportion by taste, just like a chef would. The Strokes Heart Drops, the world-famous Strokes Heart Drops that saved my life, Jim Strokes's and many others, my dad, my list goes on and on. But those Heart Drops, they were developed, created 40 years ago for Jim himself after a heart attack. Now, this formula fixed my high blood pressure over 20 years ago, and I have had great blood pressure since.
Call Jay at 877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Well, this has been a great interview with James. I hope everybody's appreciated it. We've gone in several directions, from the stars, from past our solar system, and back to the schoolhouse and whatever. We have a couple callers we've promised that we'll get to. Let's go to John in Michigan. John in Michigan, you are live on the Power Hour. John, welcome.
Oh, I feel guilty taking a call. I love listening to James. He's so informative and so knowledgeable. I just love him. Thank you, James, for all you do. But I brought up education. Up here in northern Michigan, we were inducted into the new system. Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Oregon were the pilot states in the 80s to implement this new destructive education system that David Rockefeller, Hillary Clinton, and Ira Magaziner are developed along with others back in the 80s. And there's a letter from Mark Tucker to Hillary, or from Hillary to Mark Tucker back in when they first got into the Clintons got into office, that explains it all. But it is the education system that is the result. We have three generations now that the first students that went through it are now 40 years old, so all they know is what the schools offer as being reality, and so it's pretty much according to Charlotte Iserby. Have you ever heard of Charlotte? DeliberateDummyDown.com?
Of course. You asking me or James? Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Both of you have.
Yeah, James? You.
I'm not sure.
We've had her on lots of times.
Deliberate Dumbing Down.
Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. She's been on several times.
Well, anyways, right. I agree with you that it's the education system, and believe me, it's going to be a tough one to change because the people that are voting now are the ones that went through it for the first time, and we see these football players kneeling on the ground while they're outcome-based educated. The colleges, they're all outcome-based educated. The teachers coming out, they're all facilitators. It's Samuel Blumenfeld, Dr. Samuel Blumenfeld has a book, The NEA, the Trojan Horse of American Education, and that is something that takes it back to a book that takes it back to 1835. And one other thing with the vaccines, my sister Mary, she has researched vaccines for 40 years, and they are extremely toxic. We can opt out here in Michigan. Many states you can't. I think it's satanic, and my wife works for community mental health, and it's just amazing the damage it does to these families with these children, and it's just to go along with it. The county nurse was at one school board meeting, and she said it was law, and then I said, show it to me. She says, well, it's a mandate. If they don't get 90% compliance, they start taking away money from the schools. So this is a disgusting treatment that they're doing to these children. The education itself is psychologically damaging, and then the body's being wrecked. So Satan's got his hands into the school systems.
Hey, John, yeah. I so appreciate your call. It's been a while since I've talked to you. Call again, my friend. Always love to hear from you. I got to run. Got another caller.
My sister's website is childhoodshots.com.
Childhoodshots.com. Very good. You know, it comes down to conviction, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have to be involved in any of this stuff. That's it. We got one more caller. James, just hang tight there. Mark in Illinois. Mark in Illinois, you're live on the Power Hour. What's your question,
Mark? Hi. I heard you talking about the Magi, too. If you go to Daniel, the book of Daniel, chapter 1, and you look at the city, you look at chapter 1, verse 3, it talks about Parthia. Parthia was an ancient civilization that was built by the house of Israel when they went into captivity into Assyria. Well, later on, after they escaped from that, they built the city of Parthia. But Daniel had a school called School of the Prophets in Parthia. And on the day that Jesus was born, if you go to John chapter 7, and you look in verse 37, he talks about now on the greatest day of the last day of the feast. It's talking about the Feast of Tabernacles. The eighth day is the Feast of Tabernacles. That's the day that Christ was born. And another thing, too, I wanted to ask Dr. McKinney, James McKinney, about this book, Joshua. I found this book, Joshua's Longest Day, and I do believe in the scriptures. I believe in the law and the prophets. I think that's a big problem with America, with most of these churches. Probably at least 99% of them don't believe in the law and the prophets. That's why they don't know what's coming. But if you read this book by Joshua's Long Day by Professor Toten from Yale University, published in 1890, You can see, according to scriptures, that comets had played a part in biblical timeline in the ancient Hebrew. And the ancient Hebrew is past, present, and future tense.
Mark, let me interject. Mark, I apologize. Let me interject and get a comment from, just hang right there. Let me get a comment from James because we're running out of time. Joshua's Longest Day, James.
Okay, so, yeah, we could go on a long time. This kind of information has been basically in the background for a long time. But the longest day refers to when the comet Venus came by and affected Earth. There was the Earth was gravitationally affected, and the surface of the Earth did a spin on top of the core. I talk about this in my books and the physical processes involved. And the poles changed. There was a pole change, which I talk about in the books. And you can measure, for example, the way the Mayan cities are built and other cities around the world are built on a different north, south, east, west grid work coordinates. And so this stuff did happen, but it's totally obliterated in modern education. And once again, Carl Sagan was instrumental in bulldozing this information off the scene with his evolution that everything just happened slowly and up to the point where we are today. And the Cosmos series was not just Carl Sagan. He was the spokesperson. And all of the benefits he got from Cosmos and everything else were because he destroyed a guy's name by the name of Immanuel Velikovsky. And so that's why Sagan got the Cosmos series, so he could move that agenda forward. It's no mystery that the Cosmos book is the biggest selling book in the world. That's an agenda that they want to just ram down everybody's throat. And it's constant. It's in the back. I see it daily in the news.
I just wanted to mention real quick that these comets were here during the time of Moses. Were here 100 years before Moses was born, and they interfered with Egypt. And I'm not taking away from the signs and wonders that God did in Egypt, but God does use science, and he puts this stuff before he created the heavens and the earth. He put this stuff certain time to arrive.
Very, Mark, really appreciate your question. Great, good question. Great
sure.
callers.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. James, it's been a fantastic time with you. I really appreciate your time and having you. JMCCSCI.com is his website, ladies and gentlemen, so it's worth the trip. Any final thoughts, James? We've got about 20, 30 seconds here.
That is the core issue. When I started talking about comets and their influence on history and in the future, and the obfuscation of this by the powers, because they know that that would set people free if they started breaking down that information barrier.
Very good. Love you, man. Really appreciate having you on. Ladies and gentlemen, to go with John's comments, Yuri Bezmenov, look that up on YouTube, and he'll tell you about the school system and changing over.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. So we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Mana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.